God has seen fit in his all-wise providence to allow the wheels of our lives to roll on a bit longer. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad he decided to do that. In your Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 through 14. And also, side view. Now that you have that, put your finger there and come and look at Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. And I'm sure you're all familiar with these texts. Revelation chapter 20. Commencing with verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. You know what that is, don't you? Final show, final time. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books, plural, were open. And another book, singular, was open. Which is, what? Which is the book of life. And notice what's going on. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. We are informed ahead of time that there's a book that's going to be with us at the judgment, recorded in our book, our life traverse, everything about what we did while we lived on God's earth. The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. So we understand. The Holy Spirit lets us know ahead of time that we are being recorded. And the recording is going to be open at the judgment. And the sea, look at verse 13. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged. And they were judged. Are you there? Every man, how? Not according to my works. Each person judge according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Hold to God's unchanging hand. We think sometimes that we can run and hide and peep and hide and do this and do that. And nobody knows. Somebody knows. And there's being a record. There's a record being kept. I come in Sunday morning, but I don't see you on Sunday night. You understand what I said? And we sing the song, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. Let us be steadfast, unmovable, wherever we are, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for we know that our labor is not what? It's not in vain. Let's do the truth we know. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 through 14. First, the question mark. Do we need a new truth? In these times, which are referred to as the age of enlightenment, is the truth which we know outdated? Is it yesterday's truth? Out of sync? Out of touch with the world that we live in today? In this modern age, in these modern times, do we need an updated truth which reflect the change in these different philosophies and the change in moral and spiritual standards? Or do we leave things as they are? When we had a new president swept into office on his pledge regarding changing some things, in this decade, time-wise, heaven with problems, rich with promises, wars, recessions, population explosions, crime, the rise and fall of political powers, drug addiction, teenage drunkenness, openly shacking up, homosexual, lesbian, extreme disregard for what thus saith the Lord. In such a time and in such an hour, it can be easy to think or to contemplate or suppose that what we need is a new truth. Sharp warn this truth, some say. The old truth by now must be sharp worn, outdated, grossly inadequate. You remember a man in the Bible by the name of Moses. In his farewell address, he spoke to the children of Israel who were about to take a new way of life, take on a new way of life in Canaan under a new leader. The book is Deuteronomy. The chapter is 14 and the verses are 11. Deuteronomy 30 and the verses are 11 through 14. For this commandment, which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. Verse 12. It is not in heaven. It is not in heaven. You don't have to go to heaven to read the book. It's not that far away. Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea to bring it to us, that we may read it or have someone to read it to us? But the word is very nigh, very near unto you, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. That's in your Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 30. The truth needed was not concealed. The truth needs that we need today does not need to be changed. Therefore, Now there's no need to ask who will go up to heaven and bring it down. No one might have to cross a sea to find the truth and bring it back. Our Bible says that the word is what? Nigh unto them. The word was nigh unto them, on their mouths and in their minds, that they, listen to this, that why was it there? Why do we have the book? God blesses us to have the book, that we might do it. Moses was saying to that motley crowd that he was leading, that what was needed was not the dramatic unfolding of some new and astonishing truth, but a more dedicated obedience to the truth they had, and that's needed today. A more dedicated obedience to God's truth. This, ladies and gentlemen, is our need today. Today, it's our need. Not some new thing. This holy book of God, given by God, who created human beings. He knows what we need. He knows what he takes. He's not guessing. We sing the song, "Hold to God's unchanging hand." Let us, at this congregation, continue to love the Lord. Let us continue to study the Word of God, to know it, to live it, and to share it without hesitation and without reservation. We can really sing that song regarding hold to God's unchanging hand. We don't need to go asking for some new thing. What God has given us, he is God, he knows us, he created us, he knows what to do, when to do, and how to do. Let us be mindful of that. Let us understand that we cannot fool God. We spend our time sometimes either to hear or to tell what is called some new thing. We would be far better off to heed the word of God that he has blessed us to have already, given by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his apostles. However new our decade may be, the facts basic to our situation, to our need, God knew it from the beginning. It's already taken care of. Let us, brothers and sisters, be diligent, dedicated to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and however new our decade may be, the facts basic to our situation. My notes say, no change is needed. The lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life describes our day. Just like any other day in human history, it declares it with equal accuracy as yesteryear. Neither has God changed from what he has put in his book called the Bible. What he declared himself to be in Jesus Christ, he continues to be today. Years cannot change the who-ness. I like that word. the who-ness of God. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. What God did and what God said through His only begotten Son, through the apostles, is not going away. And He's not changing it. What more can I say? What He has said to us, what He has commanded of us, He is not changing. Whatever is necessary for our salvation has been declared and done through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit has been promised and sent to enable us to work out in our lives the glorious instructions that God has put in this holy book called the Bible. What's your goal? What's your design? My endeavor this evening is, number one, to preach the Word of God and prayerfully encourage the saints of God and those who are not saints of God to continue to study that grand old book called the Bible. He has given us in His book called the Bible and through the years what we really need. God is not slack concerning His knowledge, and God is not slack concerning His promises. He says, this is all we need. This is all we need. There is no such thing as going into the judgment and telling God, I tell you, I tried to God, but I just couldn't understand all that. Hello? We sing the song. Hold to what? Hold to God's unchanging word. Hold to God. Doing the truth means to us that we have the courage to follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, even in a changing world. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has not failed us. But in some instances, some have failed the Lord. We have tried to keep Christ closed up, closeted, within four walls, in a church building. Jesus Christ is Lord of the world, as well as of the church. And we must have the courage to share His word to a dying and perishing world. Let us remain committed. Let us continue, as the song says, to hold to God's unchanging hand. Too many are not willing to give Christ a place. We seem to forget that if Jesus Christ does not matter most to us, He will not matter at all to the world. And we sing the song, hold what? To God's unchanging hand. We, as the servants of God, God is expecting us to obey him. He wouldn't just give us something and not expect our obedience. Of course, he knows everything. We must demonstrate the fullness and the firstness of the word of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We must demonstrate not only the firstness, but the fitness of the word of God. We sing the song. Let us follow the songs that we sing. Not hold to his hand, to God's unchanging hands. It is needful that we demonstrate that we are closer to Christ than to anyone or anything else on planet Earth. It means that soon or late, we as human beings, we must put to ourselves questions about ourselves as to how we spend our time, how we spend our money, and how we use our influence. Discipleship calls for an answer in the affirmative. It seems that some have time for everything. For everything, but that which matters most and is going to face us at the judgment. Let us not give ourselves over to television addiction at the expense of unopened Bibles that could instruct us how to make heaven our eternal home of abode forever and ever. Too often greeters are lacking, Bible school teachers are lacking, and worship manpower lacking in some places. All because many who could do those jobs is not in place. And let us not rob God. What shall I say about our giving? We are richly blessed by God. He takes care of us. And all we have to do is just look around. They're not missing any meals, are they? It's hard to find anybody just about anywhere that we go traverse lacking in that thing they call FOOD, food. We must demonstrate the fitness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what he has given us and what he shares with us. And we sing the song to do what? Hold to the unchanging God. Hold to God's unchanging hand. The word that we need is not hidden. Neither is it far off. Our time is hurting sometimes. Not for a new word, mostly, but for obedience to the word. Obedience to the word that we have. Pray, my sisters and brothers. Pray that God will bless us with courage. Let me rephrase that. Pray that God will bless us with continued courage and continued faithfulness to live his truth and to share his truth. Say not, who shall go up to heaven or across the sea to bring God's word unto us. It is nigh unto us, even in our hands. I think you have the message. Hold to God's unchanging hand. The world is changing. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Whatever you do, hold to God's unchanging hand, because that is the last individual, for the lack of a better word. God is the final word, is the final one, and His Son Jesus Christ that we're going to face in eternity. And you want to hear Him say two words, and they are, well done, well done. Let us hold to God's unchanging hand, and let us hold to God's unchanging hand and share with others. What God does and Jesus does is sharing. That's why we have a Bible, sharing. Let us, who've been blessed to know His Word, to share His Word in our life, that others might know and do the same truth. Because at the final roundup of human affairs that we read about in Revelation chapter 20, it'll be too late. Saying, I'm sorry. You might want to read at your leisure Revelation chapter 20. Where are you tonight? We sing the song. What's the song? Hold to God's unchanging hand. Let us not just, that what that does, when we obey that command, that is grace given to God. It's also information given to those who need to know what they should do as God bless them to traverse in human life. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus came 33 years. Not because He needed it, but because He loved us. He wants us to be an example for others and share with others. Last phrase, I think. We are more than what? We are more than what we have become. This is not the end. This is not the end. There is more that God has. There is more because God has blessed us to have our senses, I think. Most of us, anyway. Because He wants others to know His truth. He put His own only begotten Son in this place called earth. And He didn't have to do it. But He loves human beings. It manifests His love for us. Let us live the life and ask God to bless us to be alert to others who will be receptive to holding His unchanging hand. Where are you tonight? Are you a child of God? Listen carefully. Jesus chose 12 apostles. You'll know that. Trained them, gave them his word, and went on back to glory with his Father. We sing the song, hold to God's unchanging hand. They're not coming back to the earth to share the word of God. God wants us to share with others. God has not created a heaven to be isolated, for no one to be there. God has purpose for everything he does. He created us. He sent his Son. His Son chose men, trained them, taught them. And that's why we have a Bible today. Let us be mindful. God doesn't do things just to say, I did that. He did it. He does it all because of his matchless love. His Son, because of his matchless love. He let us come to this place, Father, larger than the last place. Why? We were doing his will. Let us continue to do the will of God. He didn't bring us to this place, to this particular spot, to leave us. Let us continue to hold his unchanging hand. And don't forget, there are countless millions that don't know that they are not Christians. They don't know that they are not Christians. They've gone through something that some denominational churches of God told them to do, but not according to God's book, the Bible. We're more than what we have become. And God didn't bless us to come this far and then to walk away from us. Let us do what we say in the song. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Are you tonight? Are you tonight a member, a committed, dedicated member of the Church of Christ? The Church of Christ. As I said in my lesson, Jesus trained 12 men to carry his message. All 12 preached the same gospel. All 12 established the Church of Christ. In your Bible, we read about one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one church. Hold to God's unchanging hand. You've heard the word. Believe it with all of your heart. Acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized for the remission of your sin. The water is ready. The baptizer is ready. The only question mark is, are you ready to hold to God's unchanging hand as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected?
Would you be free from your burden of sin?
Oh, yes.
There's power in the blood,
yes.
Power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power.